Gotcha. All the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Now, the only problem with that theory is that if you recall in the backstory, it states that one day the sun will return in 13 years. We don't know if it's been 13 years or not. So that's another problem with the theory. That he will revenge his family deaths. I can't say for sure. Maybe it was a line of dialogue somewhere, but I don't think that these 8 college students are all descendants of Mr. Mason. I don't think so. Again, I'm not positive. If not, why would this mentally Roman numeral third son come back and kill all of them? That is a tough one to figure out. I suppose it's just up to our interpretation. We may never know what Michael Mafume really meant to say about this film, what his plans were. Who can say? So, the terror starts. There's a lot of screaming and yelling and characters just flipping out over their shit. And Michael Mafume does star in his own film. You know, he figures, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to half-ass anything here. So he stars in the film. Unfortunately, I can't really tell you which one he is. I don't know. He's playing a character named Michael. I don't know which one is Michael. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying close enough attention. I did think it interesting that Michael Mafume named his character Michael, but all the other characters are not named after their actors or actresses. Okay. So, So, it turns into a slasher movie, predictably. And the son, he dispatches some of these characters, not many, with mostly a machete. Not an axe, as you may imagine. But remember, Axum was not the original title. So, we cannot blame Michael Mafume for this. He had no intention of including an axe anywhere in this film. Oh, now you worried about me getting my whip. You just worried about me getting my whip. Now you worried about me getting my whip. But the devil was like, hey, we got to call it Axum. It only makes sense. So, kills a couple people with a machete. There are a lot of guns involved. Guns are fired. Not too much effect overall, but they're there. Because the characters believe that they can kill this son, this dude, by shooting him. No. No. You can't interrupt a man revenging his family deaths. You can't do it. It's impossible. So, the guns are worthless. So not many of the characters actually die, surprisingly. It's a rather hopeful film. I don't know the actual count, but I believe about 5 or 6 of them survive at the end of the film.
I will kick his ass, but I have to go beat him up behind you. Go ahead. I'm going to show you. All right, all right.
Oh, my God.
Don't show. Don't show.
He killed his grandfather.
You know, my God, I kick his ass, but see, he gets your grandfather.
Wait, no,
yeah. So Michael Mafume, I mean, these were his friends, you know, in this movie that he was making. He didn't want to see them killed off in horrific, grisly ways. That's terrible. We're just making a fun little, school film project thing. So, you know, he killed off a couple of the ones he probably didn't like too much. You know, the ones he had to drag along because he needed somebody to kill. But, you know, the rest of them is friends. Yeah, you know, it's just kind of a fun thing. So, not a whole bunch of, you know, death scenes going on in this film. Yeah. So, what else? What else is there? Well, the acting is pretty much what you'd expect. I thought it was rather realistic. You know, I was gripped by the realism of the act. It felt like I was, you know, hanging out with these people. So that's pretty good.
Did you see that, man? Did you see that? He was 10 feet tall, man.
Motherfucker, what, 10? He was 9.
He was 10 feet tall.
He was a big motherfucker.
He was a big
motherfucker. You gotta go back and kick his goddamn ass.
The lighting. That is where Michael Mafume... I'd have to give him a B minus perhaps on the grade for this one. Some of these scenes, it's a little hard to tell what's going on. And the amazing thing is that Michael Mafume, made this film in 1992, but he recorded it on a cell phone from 1994. It's incredible. I don't know how the man did it. He must be a time traveler or something. It's amazing. But, yeah, he's Michael Mafume. What can you really say about that? So, how does it end? How does the film end? The big conclusion. Do they dispatch the mentally Roman numeral third son? Do they take him out? Oh, they try. They definitely try, there's no doubt about that. They fail. Much like Michael Myers, you cannot stop Harry Mason. Which sounds like a Silent Hill character. But this came out before Silent Hill. Anyways, the movie ends with Harry Mason standing back up, getting his machete, and ready to go back out into the world to take these asshole kids down. Because you can't stop him. He will revenge his family deaths. That's pretty much all there is to say about this. Other than sprinkling random clips throughout this, there's really not much else.
See? That's why your mother's so fat, her shadow weighs 40 pounds.
Hold on. I'm reading the back cover now. Shall I read it to you? You'd like to hear it. I know. It was supposed to be an exciting weekend getaway. And it was, until the terror began. Michael and his friends embark on a weekend retreat to his grandfather's cabin in the woods. Unbeknownst to them, Harry, a childhood friend, has returned to avenge the death of his family killed 13 years ago. One by one, they fall victim to Harry's revenge. Stranded in the woods, Michael and the gang must put an end to Harry's bloody reign of terror before he puts an end to them. With a few hysterical happenings along the way, Axum is a heart-pounding suspense thriller that will keep you screaming for more. Harry, a childhood friend. That makes it even worse. That explains the link tenuously to the students. But if he's the childhood friend of Michael Mifume, why would he kill them? They didn't do anything to his family. That was his father, who's dead. What? Michael Mifume, you gotta help me out here. You know what the side cover says? Urban thriller. What's urban about this movie? 'Cause they're all black? Oh my god. I don't know about this anymore.
Fine. You stay. I'm not standing here. I'm running back to Baltimore.
I'm sick of watching shitty ass movies like this. I'm sick of doing Mang's movies. I'm just sick of it all. Oh no. Anything but that.
No. No. Anything but this. Anything but this.